Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
And that's right. Hey, we here, and goddammit, we got a really good show. This shit is going to be some fire tonight. Hold on, I just want to make sure of something. 347, you can hear me all right, right?
Loud and clear, bud.
All right, for sure. Hey, man, I got my partner, Shantae, say he going to call in. You know, he be so full of shit, I don't know if he going to call in or not. But if he do, he gonna share some game with you that you might be interested in. But until he do, let's get on with what the fuck I gotta talk about. See, a lot of people don't wanna accept that they make mistakes. A lot of them. I mean, I've made many mistakes in my life, but according to me, I'm perfect. But the reason I'm perfect is because I know I've made these mistakes, and I accept that I've made them, and I need to be aware when I'm making them, and I try to be. Now, this does not make me perfect, but this, in my mind, makes me have perfection in sight, and what I'm trying to talk about is when you make a mistake, you got to, like, accept it. You know, everybody makes mistakes. But, see, people like me, when I make a mistake, see, I get attacked. You know, now, not attacked physically, but let's say I'm on Facebook or something, and I say something wrong. That I did before, I've done it. You know, thought the wrong thing, went off on a motherfucker, and they let me know. Now, what I'm saying is, say the shit gets straightened out right away. But that posted shit is still up for weeks, for I don't know how long. People will be hitting that post, talking about how fucked up I am, how old I am, and how I need to, you know, get out the way. I'm saying all that to say, when you make a mistake, even the bullshit that come with it, you got to accept it. You got to own up to it, and you got to make amends. So, when I realized a mistake I had made recently, which is why I'm talking about this, and it was a big mistake. Not a big mistake, but it could have been a big mistake if I didn't handle it right. I had to accept that sometime I be going fast, and even when I don't want to, I gotta doggone see when I make a mistake in real time. And man, it is, it's the hardest thing. But I had to back up, take my doggone licks from after the motherfucker realized I was talking the wrong shit, and accept it. But what happened after that is what should happen at all times when you take own up to what's going on. The motherfucker, when I was getting ready to leave, motherfucker, there was something going on with my car, you know, and I'm thinking mechanics want to fucking, you know, rip me off and shit, because I got an OG car, and what I'm saying, man, I was totally wrong, and when I got through explaining to, you know, my apology and shit, that motherfucker said, man, listen, you know what, That fool knocked off $40 and told me, bring my car in anytime, man. Come to the head of the line. Now, I didn't expect that. But what I'm saying is, when you own your job, when you're thinking, your ABPs, always be playing. You can't let people make assumptions about you. You have to always leave them or present them with what you want them to think of you. That way, when you leave, you know they're thinking the right thoughts about you. Because if you let them set you up with whatever, they're going to think whatever they want to think about you. Me, I have nightmares about that bullshit. But any goddamn way, see, I think with the right head is where I'm going. I think, let me get this question. 347, I see you there, baby. What's up?
Okay, two things. Number one is I'm going to go ahead and put my vote in the ballot and say I'm one of the people that do want you to do an extra show during the week.
Okay.
Number one. Number two is I saw the Steve the Dean show, and I just got to know. I didn't see you mention it. You ever go see the Avengers movie?
I really should because people – hey, I got a student in my Sidewalk University that's in the Avengers. He has an actual – he one of the Avengers. I forget – I know his name, but I forget which Avenger he is. But his name is Marcus Bradford. That brother is bad. Okay. Yeah. So I will be doing another show, man, and I will be going to see the Avengers, maybe tonight.
Okay. Got it.
Good shit, bro. 863, what's up? 863, you there?
Yeah. I was just trying to touch on what you just said, man, like, you know, about learning from your mistakes.
Right.
Like, I went through a similar situation. I wouldn't say similar, but, you know, me giving myself a blueprint and, you know, going with it, you know, win, lose, or maybe. And, you know, it fell through the cracks. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Like,
go ahead.
You know how, all right, it fell through the cracks, right? So,
yeah.
Like, I kind of got, you know, frustrated with everything that was going around because, you know, me, like, well, you don't know me, but I'm giving you an example of me. Like, I'm one of those people who plan a lot, you know what I'm saying? I try to plan, I prepare for everything. So, whenever it didn't go the way that I seen it going, you know what I mean? That kind of like, it threw me off.
Okay, hold on, bro. Hold on. I got something for you. Check this out. I don't know you, right?
Yeah.
Check this out. Now, you say you a brother that plan a lot. That would lead me to believe that a lot of things that you be planning don't happen. Why? Because you plan too much. Why? Because you're afraid to make mistakes. Why? Because you don't think you could come back from your mistakes. That is your problem. Now, I may be wrong, but I want you to tell me if I'm right.
Wrong, but the reason why I believe that I can come back from my mistakes. Like I
hold
believe
on,
that,
hold on,
you
bro.
Know,
hold on. What I'm saying to you overall is that I think you spend too much time planning, and you plan so meticulously that if something don't go right, it throws you off your plan.
Continue straight on to.
Yeah, if I don't have a branch for it, like it's hard for me to go on the fly with it. So if I don't have a branch in my plan,
that's what I was just getting ready to tell you, man.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
The plans are good if you want to sit down and draw a plan and let that be your goddamn plan. But in the real world, you have a working plan, and that working plan is what you would normally draw. But since you can't draw it, because once you draw it, it's there. You can't erase it in real life. So it's a working plan. Once you got that working plan, you know what direction you want to go in. So let's say you're building a house. Now, if you draw this corner, I mean, this corner of the house this way, that's how you have to build it. But if you're seeing something, but you know you're at the corner of the house, you can draw, you can build what you're seeing, as long as it's in code. But what I'm saying is, if you just stuck on the plan, you gonna make, especially if it ain't something go wrong, it's gonna be hard in life to change. I think you should start working on not planning every goddamn thing. I think you should start working on, let's say you wanna do this. You make that plan. I wanna do this, and then before you get started on it, you gotta say to yourself, and by the time it, wherever the end is gonna get you, this should have me here, and that's your whole plan. And the rest of it, you gotta do making that shit work. Because you don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know where this going to take you. You don't know any of that stuff. And if it ain't in your plan, you ain't going to be able to roll. If you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, them facts right there. I understand completely what you're saying. Like, exactly. Like, I'm just to touch on what you just said. Like, you know, like, I found, like, that's one of the lessons that I learned from it. But you said it differently. But the way that I experienced it, it was what made sense to me was, okay, for example, like, I was trying to get this Impala, you know, it was a, it don't matter what, yeah, I was trying to get an Impala, and I had an Impala mindset, and the car that they was trying to give me, like, I just wouldn't bend on it, and I end up getting a car that was, like, 3 years older, and you know what I'm saying, like, I learned from that situation because I got my credit ran so much, I end up putting myself in a negative situation. Well, it wasn't what I wanted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man, because, see, the thing that I do with my plans is I think of it, and then I do whatever the fuck I'm thinking. I'm talking about as soon as I think it. Because I know I am not going to think to rob no bank. I ain't going to think to steal shit from you. I ain't going to think to burglarize no car. You know, I ain't going to think no crazy shit. I know everything I think is in my life, is within the realms of my life. And I know I'm not going to think some crazy shit. So, therefore, I can trust the first thing I think. And I move on it. And I know that's only a part plan. That's not a whole plan. It's making me, the first thing I think is making me move forward toward whatever it is I'm thinking, which is a good thing, but I'm going to get only so far with that one thought. But I'm the kind of motherfucker, as I get near the end of that thought, I'm already thinking of the next step. And I take the next step, before you know it, I'm where I thought I wanted to be. If you see what I'm saying, that makes you more agile in your mind. That makes you more ready for life experiences if you see how it could. Because you don't know what's going to happen in life, man. All you know is how you want to represent yourself. That's the only thing you know. Everything else, you're going to have to adjust to really fast as it happens. And you have to do that on the fly. You can't plan out what's going to happen at the mall. All you know is you want to go to the mall and buy a shirt. You might go to the mall and meet your wife. You know, you don't know what's going to happen there, man. So you can't plan it. Yeah, and I'm saying, man, I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to meet my wife. You know, you go there like that, you're playing fucked up, man, because you didn't give yourself room for anything. But you go to the mall, I'm going to buy me a shirt. Shit, I can meet my wife. You know, so much you could do there just going to get a shirt. Going to get you, to find your wife, that's just a saying. Don't take it verbally. But that's it. Going to find your wife, that's all you're going to be looking for when you're in the mall. You're going to be missing every goddamn thing else. But when you're going to buy a shirt, it's not like you just got one store to go to get a shirt. So you go to this store, and if you don't see a shirt, now me, I don't like shopping. If I go in a store and I see what the fuck I want, I don't give a fuck how many stores are there. I'm buying it right there. I do not care. But now some people, you know, they want to shop. But while you shopping, think of all the things that you're running into, the people. And this is what it's all about, socializing, planning the way you do it. And I would guess that you're not, well, I believe you would like to be social, but are you very social? I think not.
No, I'm not social at all. Like I have.
See, that's what I'm saying, bro. Bro, you're not social because it's not in your plan. That's what I'm talking about.
It
is that. It is that, bro. Don't change it. It is that. Try to see it. You know, it's not this. It's not that. It is. How do I know what I'm saying? Because I didn't talk to too many people like that. Not too many, but a lot of people call me or get at me and be telling me what they're going through, you know, whatever. It's very similar shit, man. If it don't, but I be, you know, wanting to work the way, blah, blah, blah. Man, everything ain't working that way. So what I'm saying is, if you a social dude, you don't need no plan to go out. You're going to, you know, go out and be social. But if you're not social, you basically need a plan to go out. And you don't make those kind of plans because you don't want to, because shit go to awry, and, you know, you don't want to adjust on the fly. You can. You just haven't been doing it, bro. I'm telling you,
like,
1,000.
I get what you're saying.
I'm telling you, 1,000, man. I got a school. I got hella students that just like you with different reasons for it. But the fact is, they don't understand what they don't know. And all they do is explain away the reality of what a motherfucker is saying. Let me ask you this, man. You know what an imagination is, right?
Correct, yeah.
Be honest with me. Do you ever imagine good things about yourself as far as talking to a woman, as far as getting what you want?
Oh, man, listen, I got so
yes
much,
or no?
Like, yes, yes, all
listen,
the time, but right now,
listen,
no,
man.
Because...
Man, you can't, you see, that's what you just showed what I'm talking about. See, you want to
no,
be
I
on both
Beyonce,
sides of the coin.
That's why I don't.
You want to be on both sides of the coin. You just said yes, and then you said no. Come on. What's up with that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But the reason
no, you
why
don't,
I said
man.
Yes is because
no,
I
you
have...
don't. Listen, if you did, you would understand what I'm getting ready to say. Most motherfuckers use their imagination only to imagine horrible outcomes. They only imagine the loss. Now, you may imagine getting to buy his car. That's cool, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about imagining whatever the hell your personality is, winning in life because of your personality. See, your personality holds you back from what you can do because in your mind, you have to plan it. And if you don't plan it, you don't go forward. So tell me this, here this bro looking at you smiling, and all you came to do is buy a milkshake. What's up with that? Because you the kind of brother going to leave with the milkshake.
Well, I got,
you're
going to
totally forget the bra.
Right
he,
now.
Hey, do what?
I said I got my fiance right now, so...
No, man, I'm making an example. I'm not necessarily talking about the woman. I'm making an example. Otherwise, being prepared, since you only coming to get a milkshake, you're not prepared to see this woman giving you action. So instead of you coming to get a milkshake and look over and see this broad smiling at you and decide to shrug your shoulders and get busy and get a milkshake, you would rather just get the milkshake because you didn't come here to talk to no broad, right or wrong.
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay, I'm wrong, right?
Say,
I'm wrong,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, you ain't got to
yes,
explain
sir.
Nothing. This is such, hey, didn't I just start out talking about this is such thing as being wrong? I've been wrong before.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been wrong before. What I be doing is trying to make a motherfucker stand up to what the fuck he talking about. And so far, you are at least you are standing up to, you know, you're going through this, but you ain't necessarily what it represents. Because everything that I said that I was going to bust you on, you kind of negated. So I believe that I was wrong. But everything you talking about is important. Everything we talking about is important. When you see stuff, whatever the hell, just handle it the way you think to handle it right now. Start trying to do that. Start doing, now, I ain't asking you to confess to this, but I hope you ain't no robber or none of that kind of goddamn shit. You're just a regular Joe type dude. Go to work, blah, blah, blah. And if you're that kind of guy, I'm saying, man, start doing the first thing you think about a situation, whatever it is. As soon as you pull into the gas station and you're finna get some gas and you see this woman walking across your path and you say, damn, she fine. When you get out the car, go say something to her. You ain't got to do nothing but say hello. But go say something to her. Start doing that. Do the first thing you think of. And I'm telling you, this gonna open a hell of doors for you, because fear of getting what you want is almost as strong as the desire to have what you want. Better think about that, bro. That's some good shit you brought up, man.
You just said a mouthful with that one statement.
I'm here. Thanks, bro. Let me get this other caller. 254, what's up?
What's happening, Rosebud? It's so good to hear your voice again. This is Big Steve from Texas, man.
Big Steve, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, I just called to tell you hello. It's good to hear from you again. And I was so excited, man, when Brother Shante came to town and kicked it with you, man. I was so happy for both of y'all, man.
Oh, matter of fact, that motherfucker's supposed to call me. What's up with him? Let me see
his
hey, on here, man.
Tell him I said, God bless the
beard.
You can be good,
man. Hey, this motherfucker is on here. There he is right there. Nigga, what's up?
Bud, what's
hey.
Up, man?
Tay, what's up, nigga?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, you got anything else you want to say?
No, I'm okay, brother. Y'all have it easy.
All right, for sure. Tay, you been listening or you been on or what?
Yeah, no, I've been listening, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What you think about what stood out to you so far?
Well, I'm saying I have to agree with what you said about the brother make a plan and things, you know, because you know sometimes you don't have time for a plan, you know. Sometimes you just got to move, you know. You got to move on the moment. You know what
nigga,
I'm saying? That's just like
let me ask you this, nigga. We in Hollywood, and it's raining like a motherfucker, or it's been raining like a motherfucker on the East Coast, and we hear blah blah blah. It's cool now. It's finna be summer, and we say our plan is to go to New York. Now it's June, whatever day, and we leave. When we gonna get there?
Dude, we're going to get there whenever we're going to get there.
Hey,
you know?
Hold on, Tay. You can talk about it in a minute. Fellas, what I'm saying is this. The plan is to go to New York. So if we follow the plan, we're going to leave Hollywood and drive to New York. Who in the fuck would do some shit like that? This motherfucker said we're going to get there whenever. Meaning, he including, go ahead, Tay, what you talking about?
I'm including stopping in other states, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm including having a goal, like, by the time we get to New York, shit, I'm going to be four more deep than I already am. Now that shit right there, now that's a plan right there. You know what I'm saying?
And it ain't got no closed-in walls where you can't do nothing but this. Because as soon as you get them four more, you might could get five more before you get to New York.
Right.
Hey, just, hey, you know what? all these motherfuckers be listening, and they love how I kick it about you, but they ain't really got to, you know, kick it with you. So, I mean, I'm going to let you just go on and talk about some shit a minute. We ain't really about pimping. These motherfuckers is about having bitches. So, as far as having bitches, what you think, man, about what it take to have a bitch, to catch a bitch?
Shit, I think what it take to catch a bitch is shit, believing that you gonna catch the bitch before you even run into her. You know?
You so fucking crazy. Hey, listen, man, these motherfuckers. Now, y'all don't get insulted, but I just got to tell it to him like this. But these motherfuckers is like in the womb. They ain't even got brains yet. So they don't even know anything you talking about. So everything you say, you got to kind of break it down. You know, as far as first, you know, you talking about you got to believe you're going to catch the bitch, which is true. But that's just saying something to these motherfuckers, man, because it's so much to believing you gonna catch the bitch. What did you take when you was like 20? What made you think you could catch bitches? Well, you was already catching bitches at 20. I'm talking about before you started pimping, nigga. What made you think you could catch bitches?
Shoot, bud. Because to be honest, shoot, bud, I've been catching them. You know what I'm saying? Ever since elementary school. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Well, you so motherfucking crazy, nigga. Hey,
so,
you guys, so let me, we got a caller. Hold on, Tay. 863, what's up?
See, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about where I'm coming from. Like, this 863 again. But, you know how you were just talking about catching females? Like, I never had that problem, bro. Like, my whole problem was me actually trying to, you know, do what I want to see my kids doing. And, like, me feeling like everything that I've been doing kind of been falling through the cracks, and I just don't want to set no bad examples for, you know, the ones coming up under me. But as far as me catching females, like, that's a whole nother story. When I was 9 years old, you heard me? That's the first, you know, that is what
bro,
it is. But
listen. This show is about what it's about. Now, if you don't have a problem with catching women, I'm happy for you. But I don't need your background and all that stuff. If I got the wrong impression, my bad. But what I'm saying, everybody that called this show have some sort of issue with a particular situation, not necessarily catching a broad, but, you know, whatever. We talk about all kind of mad shit. So you don't sound like you need no help. So it really don't sound like, I mean, you can listen to the show, but it don't sound like anything you need, unless it's something you need you ain't telling me about.
Said, I need $1 million. You can help me with? Nah, just bullshit.
So, no, you ain't kidding, man. No, you ain't kidding. Let me tell you what you need. I hear you say you catch bitches. So I would imagine that you got some money.
If need be, yes, sir.
No, man. I'm not saying you if need be. I don't play games. If you want to be on this goddamn show, answer the questions, like, so we can talk, or don't. You don't have to. Just hang up or, you know, get off or whatever. Because I don't be playing games. So I would just ask you again. You say you ain't got no problem catching bitches, so I would say you got some money.
Yes, sir.
So why would I say that? Because there's something about you on this phone call that's making me not believe that you can catch bitches. I do believe a motherfucker with some money can catch some bitches, because that money gonna catch them. And you gonna always flash, not necessarily the money, but that you can stand whatever is going on. So what I'm saying, bro, the way you speak, the your voice tone, all that shit. Me and bitches talk about that shit. Very uncertain. Very unsure. You can get upset if you want to, man, but I ain't no nigga to be bullshitting. You be saying, all that goddamn shit. And, all that shit. Come on, man, that's gluk shit. So what I'm saying, that's what I hear. What you got to say about that?
I mean, you're entitled to an opinion. Like, I'm not here to debate, and I appreciate, you know, you being honest with me. And I'm not here to not say that you wrong.
Nigga,
but
I like you, nigga. What's your fucking name? Who the fuck are you?
Well,
nigga, you did, let me tell you something. You just did the only goddamn thing you could have did to even almost be a man, and that was not get offended. Because I was sure trying to push your motherfucking button. All right, man, you might be what's up. Bro, I do what I do, man, you know. And two times in one show, Tay, I was wrong. This nigga cool. Hey, handle your business, man.
Yeah, but big dog, listen, though. Like, I
no, man,
it.
I don't
want to
talk about your shit. You don't need me. Handle it. Tay.
Yeah.
Tay, nigga,
yeah,
what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this, man. Why would a motherfucker listen to this shit if he don't need it? So what I'm saying, when they don't understand they need it, then they don't need it. So cool. I ain't forcing this shit on them. Tay, you go start coming on the channel with a show of your own?
Yeah. I am.
Nigga, tell me some shit about what you thinking, man. Fuck this nigga and all that other shit. Give me some shit. Where you coming from?
Well, shoot, I am gonna be starting the show, you know. I'm gonna be coming on your show, you know, and I'm gonna be starting my own show also, you know, just kicking around the game and, you know, kicking around.
Is,
you know,
your show gonna be directed toward the game per se, pimping?
My show is going to be directed towards the game pimping and life itself, you know. So it's not going to be just about pimping in the game, but it's going to be about life, you know.
Or the lifestyle of a pimp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the lifestyle.
And when you thinking about busing?
As soon as possible.
Well, nigga, so come on. You know you can bust. You can bust tonight, nigga. Shit. Hey, nigga, I'm gonna holler at you about this. But let me get on with the show, and I'm gonna keep you open. And anything I'm talking about that you want to comment on, just go ahead on and comment on it. So,
all right,
now,
cool.
What I'm saying is, to be the motherfucker that, you know, I'm talking about being, you gotta think with the right head. You know you got two of them. And the motherfucker who think with the wrong head is one bitch away from being a paying trick. Now, I want you to understand that. You need to think about that statement throughout whatever the fuck we talk about tonight. Because the reason I want you to think about it is I'm sure you've never considered how you fare in that area. Just like that brother talking about he catch bitches. Do he catch them or do his wallet catch them? See, the stuff I talk about is real shit. And it's going to help you turn your mind or your mindset into a machine. Like the way me and this nigga tape, you know when we first looked up, nigga, you know, you didn't know how green I was, but any motherfucking way. Nigga, you used to call me, nigga, you still sleep? Nigga, hose is out. Nigga, we had to get busy. You know, then nigga would say, man, we got to go take a nap. Go take a nap so we can be ready for the night shift. That shit is real. You have have to be a machine. You have to believe what you believe in so much to a motherfucker can't take you away from it. It's like you're a machine, and you're going to see yourself becoming the man who think of all things all the time because of, instead of dreading the idea of thinking about your life, you love thinking about it. Because that's, me and this nigga used to ride, all we did was talk about our life. Hey, 863, I ain't fucking with you, man. You know, you don't need nothing here. You just going to waste time. Hey, hey, this nigga hit it again. Come on, man, what?
Nah, man, I just want to kick it with you, bro. Like, ain't no,
I don't
want
to just kick it like that, man. You ain't got no issues. Right. There's people that want to talk to me.
Can I touch on what you just said, though, about believing in what you know what I'm saying, what you believe in?
Like, come on.
When I talk to people, you know, my brothers and stuff, when I try to help them out, you know, I like to give this analogy. Like, when the wind blowing, like, what you going to be, a paper blad, or you going to be a tree with roots? You know what I'm saying? You got, like, those roots going to be, they got to stem to something. It's going to come from you. You going to let, you know, I ain't trying to steal your show or nothing. I just really want to kick it with you. Like, I was listening to you, and, you know,
Brother, I ain't got time to kick it. I do got time to hear people whatever they want to say. And, you know, and you didn't say it what you had to say, but kicking it is out the question.
Yeah.
I heard what you have to say, and I agree with it. You got to be like a tree. My mama used to say you got to be a tree standing by the ocean, and you won't be moved. The waves ain't going to move you. Why? Because you're rooted in your belief. Yes, I understand what you just said, brother, and I agree with it. All right? All right, we got another question, Tay. You can pop in anytime, Tay. 254,
okay.
What's up?
Rosebud, this is Big Steve. Now,
Steve, what's
happening? What I don't understand is we got royalty on the phone, and he ready to lace us with all the game in the world, and this man want to call in with some bullshit analogy.
Well, man, thank you, man. That's what I'm trying to say, man. We ain't got time to be wasted, Steve. I appreciate that observation, bro. That's why we cool. This motherfucker need to think like that, man. Hey, Tay. What I'm gonna do is get into what I'm saying, but you don't be sitting there quiet, man, because I want people to understand. You ain't interrupting me. I know you're being polite or whatever the fuck with you, rude ass. Say whatever the fuck you got to say. Whatever I'm, you know. So what you gonna say gonna generate people probably want to call and ask you some shit. And anybody that want to call in and speak to Tay, you know you can just, you know, just press one. Shit. That's what we doing.
Hey, bud, so that old saying, bud, you know, that a lot of people use, you know, when they know they're in the wrong tricking. So I'm saying, for that statement, it ain't tricking if you got it, you know. That make that statement bullshit, right?
Man, not only that, Tay. Let me ask you something, as a motherfucking nigga that been pimping 50 years or more. What trick don't have it?
Yes, right.
Every goddamn trick in the world got it. That's what make them tricks. Yeah. And Tay, the motherfucker that ain't got it can't be a trick.
Yeah, right. I've been hearing that statement for so long, man.
Say it ain't tricking if you got it. Came from the rappers. It didn't come from regular dudes. It came from the rappers that wanted to, like, because, you know, they go into strip clubs and spend all that money and all that shit. You know, I got it like that. I ain't no trick. You know, niggas be saying, man, that's what tricks don't even do that. Say, tricks don't make it rain on no bitch. You bitch, I wish I would. Trick say, I wish I would make it rain on you, bitch. The only thing I'm going to do is pay you a couple hundred to hit that pussy or whatever, but I ain't finna make it rain. Tay, do you ever see a trick, a real trick, make it rain?
No. Hey, nigga.
But when them motherfuckers, the reason why, you know, they get a kind of a dispensable about that, is because they making it rain so that whoever they making it rain on can come over to their table and talk to them. And so what if they get their dick sucked or whatever? I ain't saying they even want that. I'm just saying anytime you're paying for some attention from a bitch, what are you, Tay?
You a motherfucking trick.
I don't give a fuck what kind of attention it is.
Right.
Tay, nigga, we be in a strip club. Man, we feel fucked up putting a dollar on the stage for that bitch. And if we put one up there, bitch better not expect another one. And I'm talking about a dollar. Nigga, we used to go to the strip clubs with some chains. Nigga, throw them bitches some quarters. Motherfucker, you ain't getting shit from me but a hardcore pimping. Nigga, this shit ain't about no pimp shit, nigga. This is about some man shit, man. See, the way I see it, if you have the mentality that a nigga like Shantae got, Shantae got the mentality that he gonna try to get something from every woman he meet. He gonna run into some shit that he wasn't expecting. That's why he said whatever. and whatever it is, he ready for it, because he on his AVPs, always playing. Always be playing. And that's where you learn to adapt to shit on the fly. Tay, they don't understand that on the fly shit, man. Give me a little bit about being on the fly, where it benefited you. I know some shit. Nigga, what about we might be going to the sold out, and we want to get there before the mother, because we you know how we do it. We getting there like a quarter to two, nigga. we want to get there so we can get a drink. And then we see some bitch some motherfucking where. Those plans gone. Tay, what happened then? We go do what's up, right?
Yeah, that's right. Or nigga riding down the track. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, trying to catch a bitch eyes looking at you, trying to catch a bitch reckless eyeballing, you know, then all of a sudden you spot it, you know. But your bitch done called you, you know, she got a bankroll. Daddy, come get this money. But here this bitch that you've been after, you know, giving you some action. Shit. Me? No. I ain't even waiting to go to one block and turn the corner. I'm making a U-turn in the middle of the motherfucking street. You understand what I'm saying? You know, because a nigga got to get that action when he see it or when it come. So any kind of plans, that shit going out the window. A nigga on his job. A nigga at his trade.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, Tay. So you kind of misstated that. You mean the bitch then called you, got a big old motherfucking bank, and you on the way to get that motherfucking, see this bitch that you done been fucking with. Fuck the bitch with the bank. She already your bitch. Shit.
Right.
I'm finna get the new bitch, and the bitch with the bank might not see me for 2 days. And she better have 2 days more on top of that bank. Shit.
That's right.
Nigga. Hey, what's up about these motherfuckers, Tate? You know, we was just talking about this nigga the other night. I ain't gonna mention his name, but motherfucker had a badass bitch. Then the motherfucker catch another bitch and don't want to bring the other bitch around the bad bitch. And he do some pimping like that for a while. And that end up in chaotic shit. You know, hiding.
Yeah. Right.
I know, man.
Hiding pimping. Yeah.
The thing that I really want these motherfuckers to understand is women have all kinds of shit to offer you besides pussy and mind games. You know, if you take the time to learn women, you're going to realize sex should be something to complement what you have going on with that goddamn woman. And I know all you motherfuckers say you want to get to know a woman before all that intimacy bullshit, but do you really try to get to know the bitch, or do you just want to be with her enough time before you fuck her? Because, Tay, I don't think they try to get to know bras. I don't think they design their conversation to pull out information that the bitch be trying to hide. What you think on that?
No, No, that ain't what they be trying to do, You know, the average nigga trying to see if he can get them draws, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this conversation geared towards. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, I want to
What's your conversation geared towards?
Shit, my conversation is geared towards, you know, shit, if you're trying to give him the pussy, you know, what come after that with me and you? You know, I don't just want the pussy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to build empire now. Now, we're going to try to build something, or is this just a, if this all about just a one-night stand, bitch, you can keep that shit. I can get that anywhere. You know, I'm trying to build a bitch. I'm trying to, you understand what I'm saying? So, shit.
I understand what you're saying, but shit, man, that fucking bitch ain't got shit to offer you butt pussy, nigga. You know that 9 out of 10 times. So, you know, if she want to help you build your shit, I would imagine that would work out. But them punk motherfuckers don't be having no. I mean, the average broad that you meet just got a job, you know, and she ain't in a situation where we could come into the motherfucking equation as far as me. I ain't talking about you, but I'm talking about me. It ain't no we. It's you and me and woo 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 and whatever until you qualified for it to be some me or us bullshit. Because in the end, 9 out of 10 times, the bitches, at least the bitches I be meeting, if they get the fucking with me and shit, I'm going to be taking care of them. I mean, to be real, you know what I'm saying, Tay? I ain't mean no bitches with no gang of money and shit. You know, they just regular broke-ass going-to-work bitches. And I ain't mad at them. I ain't saying I'm looking for a bitch to charge like that. I'm looking for a bitch to charge another way. You know, 419, what's up?
What's up, Uncle Bud? It's Romeo.
Romeo, what's happening?
What's happening, man? I just wanted to piggyback off what you were saying. I kind of feel like what y'all are talking about as far as, like, where the bitches is at with it, it all comes from where these niggas at. Like, the dudes are such suckers, man. They chase these bitches and want to pay for every motherfucking thing, want to wine and dine these bitches, put her on a pedestal. You know, when it comes down to a real motherfucker like us, shit, man, it's hard for us to goddamn come through because we got to siphon through all the bullshit that these motherfuckers is putting out there to make these bitches feel like they can do what the fuck they doing. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can stop that in the first, you can stop that shit in the first conversation and, you know, you just stop that, but hold up, and then you change that bullshit. Because they are like that, man. And the only way they could be like that is by starting the conversation and you hear initially that this motherfucker's saying this shit that she say to every other nigga, and you let that bitch keep on, then she's trying to do it. But I'm going, look, say that shit. If that's where you come from, you ain't even got to keep talking to me because I ain't want to hear. You know, don't be blaming me for your past mistakes. I tell that bitch, just get quiet.
Hey, but you know what? You know, I've been fucking with you for a minute. You said some shit that really rang my ears. You said that when you kiss bitches or when you caught bitches, that you had them for 20 years, 20, 30 years or whatever. Nowadays, the shit that we got coming across, shit, man. I mean, you know, me personally, I kiss a bitch and I might have her for a little while, but I ain't really caught no bitch on this type of shit. We all had her for 10 years or 20 years.
That ain't what's happening, Romeo. You ain't in the frame of mind to have a bitch 20 years. Cause every bitch you caught was the potential to be with you 20 years. Me and this nigga travel the country not knowing what bitch we gonna meet. But everyone we meet gonna be with us 20 years as far as we concerned. And it's all about your mindset and where you coming from as far as what you tell the bitch you fucking with. If you tell the bitch you fucking with some shit, you know, about having something, then and she wanna fuck with you, then you and that bitch gonna have something. Tay, what you got on that?
Shit, bud. I agree with what you said. Cause
nigga, you can't be agreeing with have to say.
Yeah, but I agree with you for a different reason. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I'm saying every bitch that a nigga come up with in his mind, you know, he in his mind, his mindset, you know, shit, he plan on having that bitch for, you know, 10, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A, you know, that's in his mind when he catch it. You know, a nigga don't never catch no bitch.
Certain things you got to do within that first month that's going to secure that bitch being there for the first year, right?
Exactly. Right.
Hey,
yeah.
If you do that shit and the bitch stay, you know, 6 months, you got some other shit to do that's going to secure some years. So what I'm saying, Romeo, initially you just fucking with the bitch. But then when you see
right.
2 weeks in, you know, you might can have her, you start planning for 6 months. And in six, that planning for 6 months gonna secure 1 month. And when you get that bitch for 1 month, you start working on that plan, 6 month plan, but what you doing is securing that year. And when you get
right.
to the 6 months, you gonna be securing 2 years. That's how it works. When you get to, excuse me, 1 year, you're not trying to secure a third year. God damn, I got the hiccups, man. When I get to kicking that game, man, I get them, man. But anyway, when you get 1 year, you're securing 5 years. And when you get 5 years, you're securing 10. But that's how you got to have a game like
it.
That. No,
yeah,
I ain't
yeah, just
saying.
Like
it,
just like...
Go ahead, Tay.
Yeah, just like a nigga get a just like a nigga catch a bitch. You understand me? You know, and some bitches a nigga can see that, you know, shit, man, this bitch ain't gonna be in no hotel, you know, no 30 days, you know, before she, you know, before she be standing up and getting her own, you know, and getting her own spot, you know. But then a nigga get another bitch, and a nigga know that, you know. This bitch ain't gonna last 30 days. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So it depends on each bitch, you know.
It all depends on each individual bitch. But Tay,
yeah,
and this is the first time you fucking with us. We don't give a fuck about the bitch. I mean, we care about them. It's all about us. So what I'm saying,
it's
nigga,
all about us. Goddammit.
Yeah, what I'm saying is when you be talking about. This bitch, that bitch, you got to put the emphasis on where you coming from and the mentality and the psychology that you having about whatever you saying. That way, because, Tate, nigga, just in the little bit we've been talking, you have a totally different show than me, nigga. Even though we talk about the same shit, you know, and we motherfucking, you know, basically believe the same way of being. The things you was just saying here, man, I wouldn't have never mentioned some of that shit. Not that it's good or bad. It's just that's why I want you on my channel, nigga. I want you on my channel
because
you got a perspective, you know, just different than mine, but it's not. Because everybody that I fuck with know your black ass didn't turn me out, but you showed me how to do some big pimping. I was a little bitty pimp when I met you, nigga. And everybody that know me know I say that. Yeah, I had a bitch when I met your motherfucking ass, and they had a few of them before I met you. But when I met you, I had no idea of what this game had for me. But you did, because you was kind of already living it. Nigga, hey, nigga, you just turned 70, and I just realized you 4 years older than me. So, shit, nigga, your motherfucking ass probably was experiencing shit 4 years before me. Nigga, that's why when I came to your house, you had that motherfucking, I say, damn, nigga, you live like a star. That nigga say, nigga. What's wrong with you? We are the stars. I got that fucking mindset that night. Nigga, that night. We are the stars. I went up telling my bitches that shit, nigga. Wake your motherfucking bitch ass up, motherfucker. I'm home. I'm the motherfucking star. Hey, this shit is real. All right, hey Romeo, I'm putting you back in. Tay, you stay in. We got some more questions, Tay. 336, what's up?
Hey, I would have to respectfully disagree with you fellas. I'm down with Romeo, man. You can't have no bitch long term nowadays, man. These hoes is punks, man. Whether you're on some pimp shit or some square shit, bro.
Listen to me. You can believe what you want to believe, but Romeo wasn't saying he didn't think he could have no bitch a long time. He was just saying he ain't ran into no bitch that he could have a long time. But what I'm saying, you can respectfully disagree, but what you ain't going to have, because you don't believe it, you ain't going to never have a bitch for no past a week or two. Period. You got to believe that you can have a bitch for 10 years before you can have one for 10 years. Don't you got to believe you could win the race before you could even run? I mean, not run, before you can enter the race?
If it's a race,
or would you enter a race that you know you was going to lose?
If it's a race, I know I got a chance of winning. I'm gonna race my ass off. But with a bitch, nah, man, it's too easy for a bitch to flip nowadays, man.
Well, what does that say about the shit you saying out your mouth?
It says I look at reality for what it is. That's what it says.
No, bro. No, I ain't talking about what you saying to me. I'm saying what does that say about what you be saying out your mouth to the bitch? Because if I'm talking to a bitch and she's some kind of fucked up bitch, just by me talking to her, she's finna straighten up. There is a chance what you're saying is still true. But if you thought like that, you wouldn't fuck with that many bitches. Tay, it's like 140 bitches walking down this street that we own. How many of them we want to fuck with?
Yeah. I want to fuck with every one of them motherfuckers.
Nigga, all you had to say was 140, because I know that's the answer, because that's what we doing, because we ain't giving a fuck about no bitch. Fuck that bitch. The bitch could do whatever. We give a fuck about what we doing, and when we do get a bitch to stop and listen, we know what we doing, we know what we saying, so that if we go further than what we said just now, it's because the bitch responded in the way to let us know she may not be trained, but she can get trained. And we can see that shit. And we train them. And I'm telling you, we had bitches, hey, Tay, you remember we caught them sisters, Cindy and Denise, nigga? Them was the punkest motherfucking bitches out of all the bitches we caught. Scary like a motherfucker. And we was wondering if them bitches would tell on us, man. But that don't mean you can't pimp on that bitch. We just had to pimp on them a certain way, and we ended up having them hoes, and they turned into hoes.
We got some longevity out of them. So, you know, I keep that statement that you made, man. You know, I keep hearing that statement from a lot of peas that's in the game right now. There ain't nothing but some punks out there, you know, and you can't get no longevity out of none of them. You know, personally, I just can't believe that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it ain't true, nigga.
No.
Nigga, them bitches is the same as they was when we was out there. It's the niggas ain't got the game to turn them bitches out and switch where they coming from. So if the bitch a punk and you accept her as a punk and you let her do punk-ass motherfucking shit, that bitch gonna be a punk when the pressure get on. No, bitch, you can't be no punk fucking with one of us. Bitch talking about being with her sister. The bitch, fuck you and your sister.
And that's exactly the mentality that run these hoes away, man. That right
bro,
there, that's what makes them punks, man.
Listen, that's the mentality that run punks away.
Exactly, and all of them be punks, man. They all running away because you're too whore.
No, because you in the wrong place, fucking with the wrong kind of bitches. That's what you doing. You putting it on them bitches. It's on you. Hey, if a motherfucker go to the well to get some water, and ain't no water there, and you, ain't no rain came, and you go back to that well tomorrow to get some water, there ain't no water there, I'm saying, shit, when you gonna realize that well is dry? See, silence is golden, especially when it's promoted by a fact. And the fact is, your ass is the one going to the same place, fucking with punk nothing bitches. It ain't that bitches are punks, because it's plenty motherfuckers out there right now catching bitches, doing what the fuck we talking about. You might not even be a pimp. You might not even want to pimp a bitch. There's plenty motherfuckers catching bitches, having their way with them. Because Romeo, if that's the case, is one of them.
Matter I mean, fact, nigga, I'm having, hold on, bro.
Romeo, that's you, right?
Yeah, this
419.
Right here.
Yeah. So, what you press one for?
Because I just wanted to interject, like, I agree totally with what y'all saying. I don't think it's the bitches. I feel like it's the niggas that's our fucking punk.
Romeo, listen, Romeo, see, you going off wrong because he ain't saying that. I'm saying that. He's saying it's the bitches.
No, I disagree with that. I feel
said you agree with what we talking about. I wanted you to separate that, nigga. I listen to everything.
All right, well, let me say what I'm trying to say. I feel like it's the fact that these niggas out here are fucking punks that they make the
exactly
punks because they don't make them stand up.
Right.
They don't set no standards. They don't have no principles. They don't have nothing to make this bitch get in line with what the fuck they talking about. They following
exactly.
And the bitch is gonna
And what happens when the punk ass bitch is used to having her motherfucking way with punks that run into niggas that ain't fucking punks? What's gonna happen then? The bitch gonna fold the fuck up.
No, bro. Hey, bro. You know what's gonna happen? The bitch ain't gonna get the fuck with me.
Period. Exactly. That's my point.
hey, no. Exactly. Your point is like you missing a bitch. No.
No, man. I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping on the bitch bouncing. I'm not tripping on the bitch not wanting to fuck with me because I ain't no punk ass nigga. I'm not tripping on that. I'm making a statement saying you can't have the bitch long term because it is
well,
so many motherfucking punk ass dudes out here.
Shit, you ain't gonna have no bitch no time. I ain't finna try to tell you shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
No motherfucking bitch no goddamn time. Goddamn it. I'm making a motherfucking point.
Why are you on here then? Why are you on here if you don't want no bitch?
Because, goddamn, every time I got to tell you this, man, because this confidence shit don't stop. This competition shit don't stop. This aggressive
shit, this assertive shit, being a man, don't stop.
As
far as what you're saying is true, but that's not answering why you are on here. If you don't need this, you don't need that, you know, you already know this, you already know that, why the fuck are you on here? Are you there, bro, or did you disappear?
I ain't disappeared, man.
I know, but you was quiet, man.
I'm not going to sit up here and answer no stupid ass fucking questions.
Man.
Man.
I don't like talking to
I'm
a
not
going to
answer no stupid
quiet
fucking
when
questions,
when I motherfucking
man.
Ask him something.
You keep asking all you want to. I ain't going to answer no dumbass question, man. I done told
you
why
you
the fuck
was,
I'm
hey, you could have answered that, man. I ain't going to even answer that stupid ass shit. I would have respected that. But that silence, that's what bitches do. Can't do that shit, man.
And bitches keep running their mouth after they got a fucking answer too.
They do. What that mean? What you saying that for?
I'm just letting you know, just like you letting me know.
No, I was letting you know because you was doing what bitches do. I know you can't say I'm doing what bitches do because I'm on the
phone. Well,
I
guess that make two. I guess that make two bitches on the phone, don't it?
Bro,
I guess that make two bitches on the phone, don't it?
I gotta keep talking. You don't. You could get off. You could say, fuck me. This punk
and
ass
shit. And you could cut me off.
You know what? You're right. Hey, so I just cut that nigga off. He can call back when he wants to. Shine, what's up with you, man?
Like
Brooklyn Sean and his bitch.
what's happening, everyone? I just wanted to say real quick, this don't go for Romeo, but a lot of people, a lot of these females, they see that these people ain't worth fucking with. They ain't worth investing in. So they can't keep them for a long time. That don't go for Romeo. I know Romeo got a different situation. I'm going to DM him, and we're going to talk about that. But a lot of other people is not worth investing in. So when the female sees that you ain't, you only looking for some pussy and you pretending to be something that you're not, she ain't really trying to stick around more than a good time anyway. So I'm going to do
that. Hey, you ain't got to say it, Saul. That's real. And that's what these motherfuckers is doing. That's what they up against, and that's real, Sean. I'm putting you back in. 412, what's happening? I mean, yeah, 412.
Yeah, Professor, this is Charles.
Charles, what's happening?
The guy who was just speaking before, he already defeated in his mind, man.
That's what I was trying to tell him.
He already lost the race way before he even started because he accepted a losing position. So the reason why he's on the phone is because he know deep down somewhere in his heart that bullshit that he was saying to you was completely wrong. He needs to get with SWU so he can get his fucking mind changed and get right.
Well, brother, I can't do nothing but say kudos to that because not only is that what I thought, that's what I wanted to tell him, but I don't be wanting to fuck with motherfuckers. I got, you know me, man, a motherfucker, I got to, you know, force to listen. Fuck you, man. Believe what you want to believe. That's me. But you're right. If he came in SWU, start fucking with us, he would not be thinking that weak shit. Hey, you guys.
Not at all.
I'm finna get my partner. Tay, you still there, right, nigga? You quiet, motherfucker. I don't even understand you, man. Why you so quiet, nigga?
I'm just listening, man. You know, I interjected, man. But you know, I'm just listening to your listeners, man.
And you put your toe in the water. Now you see what it is, nigga. When you come on my next show, you got to have more to say about your shit. Everything these niggas ask, I'm sure you could flip it, the answer, coming from wherever you coming from, nigga, because you know how many times we rode, and you see the bitch, man, look at that fine motherfucker there. Nigga, that bitch ugly and a motherfucker. Yeah, but her ankles look good, or her ears are fine, or man, look at all her forehead. This motherfucker would see something
it's
fine
a beauty
in
every,
everything.
It's a beauty in, it's a beauty in every bitch, nigga.
Hey, Tay, and after a while, I realize that if you don't see shit like that, you can't get at every bitch. If you see
You're
a bitch
right.
ugly, you ain't gonna want to get at that bitch. Man, man, that big fat bitch. I bet she could pay her weight in gold. A nigga soul gonna get at that bitch. Hey, a 300-pound bitch paying her weight in gold. Come on, nigga. 120 bitch could kiss my motherfucking ass. Hey, Tay, we gonna nail down when you gonna start your show. And all you guys, unless you got another question, I'm gonna go. Oh, 267 do have a question. Come on. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say this is golden right here. You and Tay on the phone at the same time. It's crazy because I was into a podcast, right? And it just so happened to be the one that he was on a couple years ago. So it's crazy he on tonight. But my question
hey,
is...
Hey, he's going to be on more than this tonight, man. You're going to be able to listen to this motherfucker, man. I'm going to twist his arm, man, and get him that... I've been trying to tell him, man. People, we want to kick it with
yeah,
you, man.
I'm going to start being on, man. Uh-oh. I'm going to start being on
okay,
for sure.
That's what's up.
That's
what's up. Now, my question
what's up.
To say, though, because...
go ahead.
Because, Bud, you said your principal is ABP, and so I want to ask Tay, what's his principal? What's his main principal?
Hey, my principal, ABP, is always be playing. That's what ABPs are. Now, I don't know if that's really a fair question because the principal thing, let me put it, ask you this way.
Oh, I got my principal. Oh, yeah,
come on,
there
nigga,
ain't no problem.
Hey, man,
my principal, man, is always stay hungry, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
okay.
That's mine right there, man. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
You know, yeah.
That's my nigga. You see it, ain't taking. I'm trying to get a nigga down to think. Oh, shut up, nigga. I already got mine. that's how we roll, nigga. hey, my brother, 863 is black. God damn, come on, man. What, man? Come on, 863, what's up?
Hey, bro. Hey,
yeah.
I just want to know when your shows is, man, because I, like, fluky, like, listened to one of your videos that you had on there, and I caught the phone number, and it told me that your show was going to play in, like, an hour. So I'm calling to see, like, you know,
hey,
when
man,
your shows
any, listen,
is.
Listen, bro. Any of my shows go back 8 years. It's in my archives, and that's YouTube. And my channel is Real Talk with Rosebud, and you can find any of that shit. But every Sunday, I do my show that I'm doing now at 6 o'clock Pacific. That brother Tay going to be doing his show. We ain't sure we going to set that up. But other than that, man, that's how we roll.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. I'm just a student of the game trying to soak it up. Appreciate y'all.
I know it, bro. It's cool. Let me
ain't
get this
nothing,
other call.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
702, go
ahead,
Tay.
Keep your sponge available, man.
Hey, what's up,
available.
Bro? What's up,
Tay? Hey, what's happening? Come on.
I told him to keep that sponge available, man.
Yeah. 702, what's happening?
Oh, not much. I just want to say I appreciate the shit y'all talking about tonight. And I know Tay ain't say a lot, but he said a lot with the little things that he did say. And it's just nice hearing y'all come on here, but it's crazy that motherfuckers want to come on and be disagreeable when two motherfuckers is loading them up with games.
Yeah, but bro, it's not crazy. It just goes to show you how blessed you are that you ain't like them fools, man. You know, because they're going to let this shit go over their head. You ain't. And that's the whole difference, man. Everybody ain't supposed to get it. So that's why I just, you know, give them their time. When they don't get it, man, I ain't mad at you, man. Everybody ain't supposed to get it. That's what's wrong with the game now. Motherfuckers is in it that ain't supposed to be in it. You know, so
yeah,
that's just where we come from.
Everybody think they got it, but they ain't got it, you know. They just
they,
create
they,
a ball
they,
of confusion.
They be thinking it's in them, but it's on them. It ain't in them. Hey, you guys,
oh,
hey, if you got something to say, go ahead, man. And I will tie down a date or a day that Tay going to be doing it. And once we start, Tay, it's going to be every week, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be every week.
Okay,
yeah.
And when we do start it, I'll post it like I post my shit. And the shit's going to be done that way initially, but at one point he's going to be posting his own time, and he's going to be rolling like that, so you guys stay tuned. Now, if ain't nobody got nothing else to say, my black ass is gone.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
The funniest shit you said tonight, though, is that you said is if you don't have no money, you don't get to be a trick. I don't know if that's funny to anybody else, but that's funny as fuck to me.
Hey, but do you think it's true?
Oh, that's why it's fucking funny.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That is why it's funny, because it's so true. That's what's up. Tay, nigga, you know I love you, man. You my nigga, man. God damn it, some other motherfucker. All these calls coming on when I'm trying to get off. Tay, I can't leave with them. One, nigga. And you got to stay here. 707, what's up?
Boy, that's what I was saying. You about to get another call, man.
707, what's up?
What's up, man? I was just saying that I really appreciate the show. This was a good one.
Thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate
hey,
it. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, 908, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, Junius Williams here. Thank you for hooking me up with those things I asked you. Number two, like I mentioned to you before, I'm interested in becoming a player. Number three, even though I use oxygen, I got portable oxygen, right? I'm very active, very healthy, fast moving. Number three, when I got introduced to the con game back in the 1980s, I used to have to keep my head down when I run across or be around brothers like you and Shaquem. I had to keep my goddamn head down and mouth shut. And I was from a small-ass goddamn town, and I went to North, the Bronx, the Brooklyn. Those niggas turned me out to the game, but even though they were dopey, but I had to keep my motherfucking mouth shut, right, while they talk. I ain't want no talking back, and guess what? I excel a whole lot of those motherfuckers. That's why I got the privilege to talk with you brother today.
Yeah. Come on, man. You didn't testify long enough, motherfucker. You know I love this Junior Williams, right?
Yeah.
This Junior Williams, right?
Correct, sir.
All right, man. I got you, man.
Okay,
I got
thank you.
347, what's up? 347, what's up? Kay, and all the rest of y'all,
yeah.
I'm gone, man.
All right.